miracle. Lift your hands up, Father. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power that is here. Thank you for salvation, miracles, mercy for all of us here today. We give you thanks. We will never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shouted amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to first of all thank the wonderful pastors of Mafeteng for welcoming us to your wonderful city. God bless you. We are excited to be here in Lesotho. And if it was not for you, the wonderful pastors, we would not have come here. May God increase you. Bless you and help you from today in a special way. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Are you expecting your miracle tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is a night of miracles. I said tonight is a night of miracles practically for you. Tell your neighbor, I will see miracles practically today. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to ask everybody who is moving around stop moving around. No walking. No moving. Because this is the holy moment. Amen.
Amen.
No moving. No walking. Stay wherever you are. God is going to touch your life practically. Hallelujah.
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 Tonight, I am preaching a message. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Amen.
John chapter 14,
Johanne, verse
4, it says, whether I go the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? How can we know the way? How can we know the way? How many want to know the way to God? How many want to know the way to heaven? Do you know that somebody can show you the wrong way.
Now I saw Rumutu. I got one.
One day I was driving somewhere. And I asked somebody the way, and he showed me the wrong way. He said, "This is the way, go straight." But it was not correct. That is why Thomas asked, how can we know the way? If you want to know the way, lift your hand and say, "I want to know the way."
Hey.
And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Today I have come to talk to you about the way. Many years ago, I was a young student in school, and I wanted to know the way to heaven. Why should somebody want to know the way? Because everybody is going to die. In 50 years' time, most of us here will not be on earth.
Hey.
So where will you be? Where will we be? That is very important to know. Because it is something that happens to everybody. Yes.
Hey.
So Jesus said, "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." The way to where? The way to heaven. The way to God. You need God. You cannot make it without God. Without me, Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. I have an announcement to make, but you will never hear this announcement on Lesotho TV. Do you have TV? What is the name of your TV station?
Lesotho Television.
Lesotho Television. You will never hear this announcement on Lesotho Television. Or SABC. Do you get SABC?
Yes, we do. SABC Lesotho Television.
Because this announcement is only found in the Bible. Do you want to hear my announcement? Are you sure you want to hear my announcement? Do not be surprised when I give you my announcement. This is the announcement. All dead people are still alive. All dead people that you know of who are dead, all of them, I have information that all of them are still alive. Hey!
Ha!
Michael Jackson is still alive.
Liba insubanze Michael Jackson onsaphila.
Princess Diana is still alive.
Lekhosatsana Diana onsaphila.
Which other famous person do you know?
Limanka pamanya tume yo motsebang.
Nelson Mandela?
Letswa Nelson Mandela.
He is alive and well.
Onsaphila hanki.
Who else do you know?
Letswa Mangap. Mushweshwe.
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 Who is that?
Kimang Mushweshwe.
The king.
Murena.
He is alive.
Onsaphila.
Hey!
Hey!
Huh?
Yeah.
Bob Marley.
Live Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, the singer.
Sibili Sela.
He is alive.
Onsaphila.
Hey!
Ah!
How do I know? Because the Bible says it is appointed to men once to die, and after that judgment. To listen to your judgment, you have to go to court to hear your judgment. When you die, you are not going to be sleeping. When you die, you fall down. Immediately you wake up and you see your body lying there, and either angels or demons will take you. For your judgment. Some people will have handcuffs. You see presidents with handcuffs. How are the mighty fallen? You see proud rich people. Be led to judgment. The Bible said there was a certain rich man. This rich man was clothed in purple.
Hey.
He was eating chicken. KFC every day. And there was a poor man called Lazarus who was lying at the rich man's outside the wall, outside the wall behind the gate.
I don't see gating.
And the Bible says that the rich man, the poor man, had a lot of sores on his legs, and the dogs were eating his sores, and he used to cry to this rich man, give me some of your KFC. Give me some of your water. I beg you. And in the morning, the dogs would come. Brown dogs. Black dogs. Black and white dogs. Licking. And he would
talk.
And the dog would, because of the blood. They like the blood on his leg. And one day, the poor man was beaten by one of the dogs. And he died. But I told you, when you die, all dead people, they are still alive. When he died, immediately he got up, and the angels, the Bible said the angels came and escorted him to heaven. Angels, they took him straight to heaven. All dead people are still alive, I tell you. Some of you, your mother died. Your mother is alive. Somewhere. Either in heaven or in hell. Some of you, your brother is dead. I tell you, he is alive. Either in heaven or in hell. And the rich man, he was flying to Johannesburg. From Johannesburg, he was going to London. From London, he was going to see his doctor in Japan. From Japan, he was flying to Cairo to see his friend in Egypt. He was drinking whiskey and smoking cigars. He was smoking cigars. He had a lot of girlfriends. Beautiful girls from Paris. Beautiful girls from Italy. It's Italy. Beautiful girls from Zimbabwe. One day, you know, one day I was with my friend on a plane, and they announced, is there any doctor on board? I lifted my hand, and he also lifted his hand, and they called us to the section of the plane where the rich people are sitting. When we went there, a white man was sitting in his chair. I said, what is the problem? The man sitting by him, he said, this is my father. After eating and drinking tea, coffee, cake, he is sitting there and he is not speaking anymore. So this doctor and me, we put on the, and we checked him on the plane, the section where the rich people, the man was dead in the middle of the air. And the Bible says the rich man, he also died. And immediately got up for judgment. But this time, no angels came for him. Go and read your Bible. instead of angels, demons, Jesus, I will go to church. Save me, my God. And he went down into hell, into the fire. Yeah, into the fire. Go and read your Bible. He descended into hell. The rich man. People think that salvation is a joke. When people die, if you could interview them to ask them what happened to you when you die. But Jesus told us, the rich man went straight into the fire. And he was screaming, Father Abraham, help me. I'm tormented. I'm dying. Save me. I want to go to church now. I didn't believe when they were talking. I thought it was a joke. Help me. There was no answer. And he saw Abraham.
Abraham,
I beg you. I didn't know it was like this. Can you send Lazarus
now
to give me? Just I wouldn't ask you for a bottle. Just
a drop.
I don't need one bottle. There is a place. They are not asking for one glass. Just a drop. One drop. I came to tell you. Listen. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. There is a place where they are not asking for bottles. Just a drop. All dead people. Still alive. Michael Jackson. Is alive. Mandela. Is alive. Kwame Nkrumah.
Mani Kruma
is alive.
Unzapila.
Moshoeshoe is alive.
Unzapila.
Your mother.
Mewa
is alive.
Unzapila.
Your father. Your grandfather. They are all there.
Baosheba Shwile.
But where are they?
Mpaba Hukai.
Lazarus was in heaven.
Lazaro nalilu hodimo.
Enjoying.
Adulti.
Lazarus was drinking water.
Lazaruna no mezi.
It is so nice to be in heaven.
Hele, umunadiaka ubalo kodimo.
I have suffered.
What's wakala kisutle?
Too much.
Akalo kalo.
Lazarus called angels.
Ibi Lazaru bisa manyolo.
Come and take pictures and let me WhatsApp it to my friends in Lesotho.
Manyolo you are.
Wow.
Wow.
Lazarus said, give me some chicken.
Lazaro
chicken. He was enjoying in heaven. And the rich man was screaming down in hell. Lazarus.
Rumela Lazar.
Because rich people are used to sending people.
Kobane. Bagui. Ba tswaetso go ma batho.
So he said, send Lazarus.
Are rumela Lazar.
He said, no. No.
But I call.
If you go to hell, every question you ask, the answer is no.
Yes.
Everything you ask for, the answer is no.
Then he said, no.
Then he said, can you send Lazarus to my five brothers in Mafitane? To warn them that this place is real. And Abraham said no. When you go to hell, every question, the answer is no. 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 Now, the answer is yes. But if you go there, no. Then Abraham said, you see your five brothers in Maseru, in Mafitane, let them listen to the prophet. And you see, prophets are not preaching the gospel anymore. Many of us are pastors. You never preach about hell and heaven. But Abraham said, let them listen to the prophet and they will preach about this place.
Abraham ari, hava mamele baruti, basaba jweta katulo yena.
Any prophet who doesn't preach about heaven and hell and warn you is not a real prophet. Listen.
Mama.
Do you want to go into that fire? The Bible says it's better to cut off your hand. Than to go to that place. It's better to remove your eye. Than to go to that place. That is why Thomas said, Jesus, show us the way. And Jesus said, I am the way. I am the way to God. I am the way to heaven. I am the way of salvation. Many years ago, I met Jesus. And tonight, you must also have Jesus. You see, I used to go to church, but I was not a Christian. A lot of people go to church, but they are not Christians. Yeah. And if you don't know God, and you die, you will go down. I have a friend. He was in school. He belonged to the Methodist Church. And he died. He told me himself. He said, I was shocked. He said, I went down. He told me, he was sitting here, he was frightened. Nothing has frightened me since I was born than that day when I was sick and I died and I went down. Because he did not know God. He was a Methodist, but he was not a Christian. A lot of people are religious. But if you die today, you will go faster than even the devil himself.
Hey!
Do you know why Jesus said, I am the way? Jesus said, I am the way. Because it is only through Jesus Christ and his blood that you can be saved. How many of you have told a lie before? What about on the stage? Let me ask the question very well. How many have told more than 100 lies since you were born? Since you were born, lift up your hand. Lift up your hand. What about on the stage?
Staging more.
Hey!
Hey!
The Bible says all liars
will go
to hell.
Bali shanu, bayadi
hele. How many of you have been jealous before?
Baba kaimo, bamuna.
Over there, those of you that you have been jealous before, lift your hand. What about on the stage? Look at the pastors, also jealousy. Mafite is full of jealousy and liars.
Mafite itetikabatu bamuna palishanu.
Hey! How many of you have stolen something before?
Baba kaimo ba kileng ba utswa hoitse.
There are a lot of thieves in Mafikeng.
Mafikeng.
What about the pastors? Are there some thieves among the... Hey!
Mashodu. The Arabaruti. Hey, bo!
Mafikeng is full of jealousy, liars, and thieves.
Itetika mashodu. Balishanu. Livamuna.
Do you think thieves, there are thieves in heaven?
Unzetari mashodu atenuhodimo.
No.
Lekhale.
If you are a thief and you go to heaven, it means God has to make a police station in heaven because you
are a thief. Haiba ulishodu. Jala ukaenu hodimo. Mudimo talukelauri. Ayetese polisa se ukatile.
Hey. Hey. How many of you have committed fornication before? Some of you must lift your two legs and your hands. I'm going to ask the pastors, but you have to close your eyes. Are you closing your eyes? So,
Joale,
how can such bad people go to heaven? That is why Jesus was asking that, show us the way that
they,
show us the way that
they,
show us us the way, wait for me to finish. Show us the way that a thief and a liar and a fornicator and a jealous person can go to heaven.
Re bontse hore na mashodu ba mona di sola ke ka tsela ye joang ba ka yang le godimo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Show us the way that such a bad person can go to God.
Re bontse hore na motho ya mobetse a ka hla le godimo joang.
Do you want to know the way? Yes.
Hey.
The answer is Jesus.
Karabo kena, Jesus.
How?
Juan.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Kama dia Jesus.
The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Yes.
Hey.
Jesus shed his blood.
Jesus.
Because the blood of Jesus
has
the power to wash all the sins, the lies, the fornication, the jealousy, the wickedness that is in you. Look at this one. All the spots. Turn around the spots. The blood, only the blood can wash. She is full of lies, wickedness, fornication, deception, stealing, every bad thing. That is why we sing the song, what can wash away my sins? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why we sing the song. There is power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, that is the power the blood of Jesus has to wash away my sins. How can somebody like me or somebody like him be a pastor?
Ibe muruti.
This one,
Yewa Limon,
when he was 12 years old, he was a drunkard. At the age of 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12. He was a drunkard.
In a little tower.
How can somebody like this go to heaven? Only the blood of Jesus Christ. Only the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is why Thomas.
But
show us the way,
Thomas Suri,
that somebody like us can also go to heaven. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your
sins?
Do you want to go down into the fire?
Hey!
Do you know any dead people who are still alive? Yes.
Hey.
Do you know any dead person? Is alive. If he could send you a WhatsApp, he would send, but the network is not working in hell.
Hey.
There is no signal. There is no signal.
Signal.
Hey. Tonight, look at my hand. Can you see my hand? Jesus sent me here to invite you to come to him, to come to Jesus, and your sins will be washed away, and your name will be written in the book of life. If you are here and you want Jesus to wash away your sins tonight, then lift your hands up like this and stand up. If you want Jesus to wash your
sins,
if you don't want Jesus to wash your sins, it's okay, you can put your hand up. But if you want Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then lift your hand like this, wherever you are, and lift it up high like this. Close your eyes. Don't talk to anybody. And say this prayer. Whatever I pray, pray it after me. Say, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God,
oh God,
I am sorry for my sins.
I am sorry for my sins.
Oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
I am sorry for my sins.
I am sorry for my sins.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
Oh God,
oh God,
I am sorry. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Tonight,
tonight,
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I'm coming to you, Jesus.
I am coming to you, Jesus.
I am coming to you, Jesus.
I am coming to you, Jesus.
Please receive me as your child.
Please receive me as your child.
Please receive me as your child. Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I am turning around.
I am turning around.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
Say after me, I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus. My Savior,
as my Savior,
as my Master,
as my Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please accept me.
Please accept me
as your child.
As your child.
From tonight,
from tonight,
wash me.
Wash me.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
With the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you.
Lift your two hands like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming,
for coming
to save me,
to save me.
Tonight,
tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I will serve you, Jesus.
I will serve you, Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Say, I am a servant of God.
I am a servant of God.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not follow witches.
I will not follow witches.
I will not follow wizards.
I will not follow witches.
I will not follow witch doctors.
I will follow.
I will follow Jesus.
I will follow Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving
today.
Today.
Now lift up your your book. Wave your book. Now, say after me, Jesus, thank you for this book. No, English first. Thank you for this book.
Thank you for this book.
Now say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
I will not serve you again.
Satan.
From today. Wave your two hands like this and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your power, your salvation. I love you. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Your turn.
Not with the book. Just stand.
I can ring Satan.
No. Do the altar call from the beginning. Yes. Start. Lift your hand, your language.
I repeat me, say my talk out fed. Kwana maswa hao. Akwari murena jesu. Busumbona. Kia ulebuha. Kamulaeza. Watepo. Wapuluso. Wapodiso. Hona jwale ke a amohela o le morena wa ka.
Yes.
Le mo phulusi wa ka. Ke bolela ka tumelo. Ho rutlwa busumona. Ha le mona ke wa mohetsi. Ke phulusi swe. Ke mwana wa Modimo. Ke a le hodimo. Dibitaka.
Yes.
My dear Jesu, anhlatswise, ke phulusiswe, ke a lebuha, hallelujah.
Are you glad that your sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus?
Now, Tabile, Horidibisauri Satsue, Kamadia Jesu.
How many are going to follow Jesus seriously from today?
Baba Kai, Paso Tabahala, Horatela Jesu Kajenu.
How many are saying, Satan, bye bye?
Baba Kavarin Satani, Tata.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for miracles. It's time for miracles. Are you ready for God's miracle power? Now listen.
My man.
The Bible says Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever problem you brought to this crusade ground, you are not taking it home with you. You are not taking it back home. You are not taking it back home. Jesus is setting you free from the power of wickedness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, listen, nobody should walk around now. This is a holy moment. Jesus was going through Jericho. And as he was going, coming out of Jericho, he met a blind man. This man was called Bartimaeus. And when Bartimaeus heard the noise, he said, "What is happening?" You see, everybody close your eyes. Close your eyes. This is what it is like to be blind. Yes, open your eyes. But Timaeus couldn't see, but he could hear. He said, "What is happening? What is happening?" They said, "Jesus, the Savior of the world, is passing by." And a lot of people are following him because he has power to heal. As soon as Bartimaeus heard of Jesus, he started shouting,
Jesus,
don't pass me by. I am here in
Mafitei.
Don't leave me out. The people said, "Shut up. Jesus doesn't have time for people like you." But blind Bartimaeus didn't listen to the ashes. He started shouting more.
Wow.
And Jesus stopped.
Jesus,
and said, "Who is shouting?
Who is disturbing me?
They said, "There is a blind man who is making a lot of noise." And Jesus said, "Bring the blind man to me." Bring the blind man to me. When they brought the blind man, he was sitting on the floor. And Jesus asked him, "What do you want?" The blind man said, I want to see. Tonight you will see. And Jesus said to the man, "Be opened." And suddenly, something that medical doctors cannot do, it happened instantly. Blind Bartimaeus was healed. Tonight, whatever case the devil has with you, it is sorted out tonight. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the same. Yes. He's the same. I just came from South America. 16 years ago, I was in a particular city over there. A little boy died in the afternoon. But his mother brought him to the crusade. It was a baby. Yes. I think the picture is on one of the tracks. The mother brought her dead child to the crusade. And the power of God came on the child. And the child which was dead in the afternoon came back to life. When my pastor went to the town, they told him the boy is now 16 years old. Jesus is still alive. As for me, I cannot heal anybody. Oh yes. But I know somebody who can heal everybody. His name is Jesus. And Jesus is here tonight. Stand to your feet. Whatever problem you have, put your hand there. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your stomach, put your hand on your stomach. If it is your heart, put your hand on your heart. If it is HIV or anything you cannot put your hand on, just put your hand on yourself anywhere tonight. He's a healing Jesus. And he's healing you right now. Receive it now. Receive it. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name, against every curse and power of wickedness, I unravel it and I dismiss it in the name of Jesus. Receive healing. Receive the power of God. Something is happening. Eyes are opening right now. Ears. You could not hear. God is opening your eyes. Receive it now. Receive it. He said, I am the Lord that healeth
you.
I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. Tonight, receive the power of God. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Is touching you right now. He's the Lord that healeth you today. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful miracle all over this place. Wherever you are, you could not walk. Put your hand on your leg. You had a pain. Whatever the problem, Jesus. Jesus is healing you right now. Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you. for your mercy right now. Right now, whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. You couldn't see, open your eyes. You couldn't walk, rise up and be healed right now. Whatever problem you had, check yourself right now. Something is happening. Jesus' power is falling all over you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it. Somebody with a lamp in the breast, receive your healing now. Every cancer is healed in Jesus' name. Receive it right now. The power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody standing, please, for a moment. Everybody standing now in Jesus' name. Unless you can't stand, it's fine. Close your eyes for a moment. Wherever you are, check yourself right now. If God has touched you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't walk. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone. Tonight, wherever you are standing, Jesus is healing you. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, not that you are expecting Him to touch you in the future, but now you can see that God has done something. You can see that God has done something in your life. If God has healed you tonight, lift up your right hand. God has touched you tonight. Wherever you are, you can see that something has happened. If God has healed you, God has done something. If God has healed you, if God has done something, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a pain, something was swollen, but it has vanished. God has done something. Whatever it is, you couldn't hear, God has touched you tonight. Then I want you to lift your hand and come to the front. And come to the front quickly. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you again. If God has touched you, come quickly to the front. Come. God bless you. Come from wherever you are. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can see that something has happened. Maybe you couldn't walk, but now you can see that something has happened. Come quickly. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, God has touched you tonight. Tonight is the last night. Come very quickly. Many miracles are happening. Wherever you are, if God has done something, come all the way. Not that God is going to do it in the future, but right now you can see that He has done something. Then come to the front. You couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't walk, now you can walk. Come quickly. Quickly, come to the front here. Come to the side. God bless you. Come all the way to the side. Where is the person? God has touched you. Wow. Who else? God has opened your eyes. Lift your hand. Over there. Over there. Over there. Over there. Down there. Come to the front.
I'm sure.
Come. 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 You could not see, but you can see. There is a girl here. You have. You could not see, but you can see. Come, come this way. Many people, your eyes have been opened tonight. Come quickly. God, you couldn't hear. God has opened your ears. Quickly, where are you? You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Come. Come to the front quickly. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You couldn't see. Now you can see. Come. Lift your hand and walk to the front. Please.
Morena,
but now you are standing and you are being able to walk. Come quickly, lift your hand if you are like that. Where is the person? Quickly. You couldn't see. God is doing many wonderful miracles tonight in Mafitane. Give us some more chairs on stage, please.
Oh! year.
Wow.
She had a stroke. And after that, she could not walk again. But tonight, when you said we should pray,
got a stroke,
and then the next time I come away,
I couldn't speak, I was just shaking, couldn't even walk.
And what happened to you today?
I went to all the doctors.
Treatment.
I took all the
high blood
and the high blood treatment and all three things.
That night, what happened?
But today, I'm able to.
Everything I know on the floor. Everything I know on the floor. Everything I know on the floor.
Ahulu, what is Ahulu?
Very happy.
Ahulu.
Very happy.
Ahulu.
Everybody say happy. Everybody say happy.
Jesus, thanks for a wonderful miracle tonight. Give Jesus a mighty, many people.
Hallelujah!
Many people had stroke and they never walk again. Many people, you want to change over? Give him. Many people have stroke and they never walk again. And this woman is jumping, running. Come on.
Has been walking with this stick.
Let's let the man
No, not you. This man, come. So I saw you were walking with a stick. She couldn't walk well. Severe pain in the leg. For 6 years.
Tonight,
power of God touched her. Strength came into her legs.
What?
Zamaya mewe kwa.
Sena,
blessing. What a blessing. Jesus is doing fantastic miracles tonight. No one is going to leave these grounds the same as you came. This is her crush. Look at her smiling.
Hey!
Do you know that if even your small toe is paining you, you will like it to be healed? How much more you have to use this? For 6 years. How long have you been using it for? How long have you been using it for?
Since
2010. Give Jesus a shout.
This is how she walks.
Why does she walk
blind? Blind for 4 years.
Blind.
Both eyes. Did not see.
Dilemo tsenne ka ofela a sa khone go bona. O tlile mona sebakeng sena a khokhonya ka molamu jwalo ka ha nne a moetse.
Evangelist says she was sitting here. Then after the prayer, when she finished and said amen, she opened the eyes. Now she even see the people on the stage.
Wow. Is it true? What happened to you?
That is very true. I couldn't see at all. But after the prayer, I saw the people on the stage.
Wow!
Everything on double the floor.
What do you use this for?
It's 4 years she has been using the stick.
To do what?
Searching the way so that he can walk.
Searching the way.
Yes.
Searching the way. This is supposed to be white.
Yeah.
This woman could not see.
Ona.
Suddenly after prayer.
Everything is just God. I can see everything very clear.
Wow.
Ah. Wow.
Why don't you shout hallelujah? Of fantastic miracles has started to flow in Lesotho. While Healing Jesus campaign is here, many great miracles are going to take place. Are you excited about what Jesus is doing? Are you happy?
Very happy.
I'm very happy. I can see.
Wow. I can see. Fantastic.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a mighty clap of
praise. Oh, Wahamba Nati. Oh, Wahamba Nati.
Okay, very normal. Until 10 years ago, she lost her hearing in both ears, became deaf in both ears, could not hear. Tonight, when you prayed, the power of God touched your ears. Suddenly, the 2 ears opened and she can hear clearly now for 10 years.
Is it true? Tell us what happened to you.
I wasn't born like this.
I don't know
what happened with my ears.
And you couldn't hear.
She went to all over the doctors, but she couldn't hear at all.
At all?
Not at all.
And what happened tonight?
It was like it's hot in her ears.
It was like it was hot
yes,
in her
ears. Yes, that's only praying, but that's as if it was so hot in her ears.
You see, I told you, Jesus is alive. Because I cannot heal ears. I've tried to heal ears before, it didn't work. Jesus himself is healing.
And then
10 years ago, and now she can. Can you hear?
No, I can hear now.
Hold the microphone.
Jesus.
Go back.
I am healed.
Wow.
Jesus healing Jesus.
Jesus healing Jesus.
Jesus.
Clap for Jesus opening the ear. What is this?
Evangelist, her eyes, this right eye could not see at all. In fact, she said it was closed.
But
when you say that she put your hands where it has, she did, and after that, now she can see. And the eye itself is also open.
What happened to you?
She was sick on the eye.
It's
now a 4th month that I even scratched the eye and couldn't see after Christ stretching it. When it's windy, it's almost closed and I couldn't see
anything.
But now I can see, I've just stretched it and it's open now. It doesn't see any wind anymore.
Doctor, what is this? Come and look.
The eye was closed.
But she's got something all on the side of her head here.
It's likely to be an infection.
That has gone.
Periorbital cellulitis. Yeah. That can affect the eye also.
Satan, your power is broken in the name of
Jesus.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. The eyes are open tonight. Hallelujah. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, amazing. This woman was born with only the left ear hearing well. The right ear was deaf from birth. So all her life, she's only used one ear to hear. Tonight when he prayed, the power of God touched the ear and it popped open. And she can hear now in the right ear.
Wow. Tell us what happened to you, Mama.
Tell us what happened to you, Mama.
Right now, after we have received the power of the Holy Ghost,
so
this right here was just open. Of which couldn't hear at all. Now I can hear very clear.
For how long?
How long has she been hearing? Since ever she was born.
Wow. And now you can hear.
I am here.
Close this side. Hold this. Yes. And go back.
Jesus.
She's louder than you, doctor.
I am healed. God is good.
You could not hear from this side.
Wow.
You can see that when you are talking to her, she tends to turn this way.
Yeah.
She
turns
the neck this way. That's how
she's been hearing.
She's been hearing.
Give Jesus a mighty shout.
For 4 years.
She could not see.
Both eyes. And now she is counting fingers.
I can see you, Dade. I can see you.
Bona is what?
I can see you, Dade.
Bona. Daubona. What do I look like?
It's a white man.
How do you say white man?
It's a white man.
How do you say white
man? Le khwale le sheu.
Ufeu.
Le sheu.
Usheu. I am a sheu.
Le khwale le sheu.
How many fingers?
Five fingers.
Yeah. How many fingers?
One.
Wow. How many fingers?
Five.
Give the Lord a shout.
I would only hear the voice of somebody speaking without really seeing, but now, today, I can see clearly something in my eyes.
I could only hear the voice of somebody speaking, but not seeing the person.
Yes.
But now I can see the person.
Yeah. Huh? All of them. I saw them. I'm seeing them all. I'm seeing them all. I can tell them, who are you? Who are you? With that brother.
I don't know what I can say, but I thank you for this moment to be like this. They are born. Wow. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. This This is a fantastic miracle. We are in Mafitane.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is doing fantastic miracles. Yeah, he's healing people who could not see. And they are seeing. Just like how he healed blind Bartimaeus. This lady says she can tell you who you are.
I can say that you are this one right there, and you are man, you are wife, you are head, you are girl. I can say it.
She, listen, this lady says she could only hear the voices of people but not see the people.
Odualo
is what?
It's very true.
Odualo.
That is very true.
Tell somebody, Odualo.
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 Give Jesus a shout.
This lady has had severe pain here,
in the breast.
And she was told it was an ulcer pain.
Okay.
Severe pain. She came tonight with the pain, but after you pray, the pain is totally gone. The ulcer pain is
come
gone.
Come this way. God bless you, Father. Thank you. A wonderful
healing.
Since 2014, she's had to use this walk.
Wow.
But tonight, there she goes.
Hey.
There she goes.
Change your dance.
There she goes.
Change your dance.
And Jesus has healed her tonight.
24.
Father, wow. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Fantastic.
Amazing, evangelist. The year 2002, this lady lost her hearing. She became deaf in both ears. So from 2002 till now, she's not been hearing.
Is it true?
Yes.
True.
Yes.
You couldn't hear what?
Everything. If someone talks to me, I want to see all the eyes.
Wait, you want to see what? The mouth.
The mouth, yeah.
Shamako.
Habu
is what?
So, in order to hear, he's supposed to look at the mouth when somebody talks, so that he can get what he's saying.
Wow! And tonight, what happened?
How to write them?
When he was praying,
so,
there was a sound of a heat, very hot air penetrating into my ears. Then from there, my ears were open.
And you can hear now?
Yes, I'm here.
You can hear?
Yes.
Since 2002.
2002.
Now, give her the microphone. Go behind. Now you cannot see his face. Let's see whether you can hear. Shh.
I can hear.
I can hear.
Go back. Don't shout. Don't shout.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
She could. This lady could only hear if she sees your mouth.
God is good.
God is good.
Go back.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
I love Jesus.
Wow. This lady could only hear if she sees your mouth. You know, I love it when they explain the miracles very well. Like the blind lady who said they arranged the food on her plate and tell her that north is meat. 12 o'clock is meat. 12:15 is potatoes. 12:30 is cabbage. And 1:45 is what?
No,
I forget something. That's how she knows. Pumpkin. You can hear.
Wow.
What is your name?
My name is Lemuswe.
What?
Lemuswe.
Wow.
Lemuswe, that's her name.
Are you happy tonight?
Yes, I'm happy.
Happy?
Really happy.
Really happy? Why are you really happy? Tell me why you are in English.
I have seen the mercy of God in this place. Since my mother died, I was just struggling in life. But since the prayer had been said, I'm relieved.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Thank you, Lord and Jesus. Olivia.
Evangelist for 20 years. Three problems. Could not see properly. Could not hear properly. Could not walk properly.
Hey.
And Jesus healed all of them tonight.
Wow. Can you see?
Yes, I can see you.
Strength in the name of the Lord Jesus.
She had tuberculosis and could not breathe well, was coughing.
Could not breathe.
Yes.
Jesus, thank you.
She's relieved.
Olivia, everybody lift your hand. Let me pray. I'm going to pray for everybody again. Nobody should move.
Hey,
hey, come. Thank you, Lord.
This lady had a stroke which affected her right eye. She was blind in this eye. Tonight that eye is open.
Can you see? She could not see. Wow. Come this way.
Wow.
Pain in the knee healed.
Wow. Let them come, Prince. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Let me pray for everybody. Thank you. Lift your hands. You deserve the glory, Jesus. Thank you for your blessing and your healing that is going to continue even after this crusade in the name of Jesus. I pray for everybody here. Let your angel be here. Let your help be here.
Yes.
Bless your people, Lord. And cause your church to grow mightily and bless the land. Take away poverty. Send the rains. Send jobs. Send abundance. I pray for Mafeteng, Lord. Thanks for your blessing on everyone that is standing here today.
And
every family that is represented here, we leave your peace. Thank you that our names are written in the book of life.
Yes.
One day we shall see Jesus face to face.
Yes.
Wave your hand and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And I will serve you, Jesus. God bless you. We are praying for the people down here.
For you are great. You do miracles.